A wellness center on Sna Na as territory will be the first of its kind in BC, offering detox services specifically for Indigenous youths. BC Premier David Eby and BC Minister of Mental Health and Addictions Jennifer Whiteside were at the Orkalelem Youth Wellness Center on Tuesday, April 9, to announce $7.1 million for initial funding for the service, part of a previously announced $171 million provincial budget investment in Indigenous-led treatment and recovery services. Island Health is supporting the center with an additional $1 million. Eby said in a press release that the toxic drug crisis is disproportionately affecting Indigenous people. Rooting treatment for addictions and mental health issues in Indigenous knowledge has the power to transform a young person's life, he said. Orkalelem Youth Wellness Center will provide that support, and our government is proud to support such an innovative approach to help vulnerable youths. The on-reserve center will provide 20 substance use treatment beds that offer culturally informed care to Indigenous youths aged 12 to 18 years, noted the press release. Services will begin in phases, starting this June, and the center is expected to operating at full capacity this fall. Rabina Thomas, Orkalelem Society Board Chairperson, elaborated to the news bulletin on what culturally informed means. You wouldn't just come here and treat addiction, she said. You would consider residential school, the child welfare system, murdered and missing women, the impact that might have on family. I don't think there would be one Indigenous person here today who hasn't lost someone to addiction, and so it's understanding grief and the impact of grief. Thomas also elaborated on cultural elements, pointing to a meeting room at the facility influenced by a big house, where mornings might start with a prayer circle. Reminding people about our teachings, being connected to the land, that will be a part of it. There's a whole component of spiritual, emotional, physical, mental, the four aspects of someone we'll be taking care of while they're here, she said. According to the BC government, First Nations people are almost six times more likely to die from drug poisonings than other BC residents. The government previously announced a foundry center for Nanaimo offering service for people between 12 to 24 years with mental health and addiction issues. There was no news on when the center might open, but Whiteside told the news bulletin the two would be aligned. I think what's important about this facility and the work that Island Health is doing and our partners with the foundry are doing, is that there will be a lot of integration and coordination between different service providers who are providing care for children in need, the minister said. Bill Joachim, Kwamutlelem Executive Director, said Orkalelem Society is an individual organization, but under his organization's umbrella and will help youths of all Indigenous nations. Obviously, our primary target will be Indigenous youth in the area, but if beds are open, we're not going to turn down youths, he said. Richard Jock, CEO of the First Nation Health Authority, said in the release that there's a need for more mental health and addiction services and support, and said the Orkalelem Wellness Center will help to reach a historically underserved population and bring us a step closer to our shared goals of achieving meaningful reconciliation and getting First Nations people in BC the culturally safe care they need, when and where they need it. Read also, BC. Budget status quo for mental health and addiction services. Read also, a dozen more addiction centers coming for youths in BC.